Louthborough, John Norton, 1832-1924, and first wife, Mary J., 1832-1867, and second wife, Maggie A., circa 1840-1875, and third wife, Anna Maria, 1840-1907. Pioneer evangelist, administrator, and author of the first history of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, John Louthborough was born in Victor, New York, and began lay preaching for non-Sabbatarian Adventists in 1848, just before his 17th birthday. In 1852, he accepted the Seventh-day Sabbath and immediately began to advocate the new teaching. Ordained in 1854, Louthborough preached widely in the Midwest, New York, and the Eastern states before Bordeaux and he pioneered the Adventist work in California in 1868. His subsequent service included the presidencies of the California Conference, 1873-1878, and 1887-1890, Nevada Association, 1878, Upper Columbia Conference, 1884-1885, and Illinois Conference, 1891-1895. Louthborough is also remembered as one of the earliest Adventist workers sent to England, from 1878-1883. Ellen White's working association with Louthborough spanned some six decades. She valued him as a zealous worker, willing to endure any and every privation, and, in the area of administration, as a safe financier and capable fundraiser. In the years of crisis following 1888, she saw in Louthborough a Caleb, bearing a decided testimony in the face of unbelief and doubts, and as a leader who stood firmly for the testimonies. Ellen White's letters to John Louthborough were a blend of obvious goodwill, together with a completely frank disclosure of his weaknesses. On the question of administration, for example, there was frequent mention of Louthborough's unwillingness to delegate. "Be careful not to feel that you must have every part of the work under your immediate supervision and control," she urged. "Let others develop. Give them a chance to work. Censure them not." John Louthborough's first wife, Mary J. Walker, was admonished in her younger years by Ellen White for her lack of consecration. Mary seems to have taken the admonition to heart. "I believe Mary is doing the best she can," Ellen affirmed in 1865. Mary died in childbirth 2 years later at age 35. John then married Maggie A. Newman in 1868, just before launching out on a pioneer mission to California. But she also died in her mid-30s, some 6 years later. John Louthborough also outlived his third wife, Anna Maria Driscoll, an accountant. She served as auditor and treasurer in several institutions and conferences, as well as matron of the Rural Health Retreat in St. Helena, California, later St. Helena Hospital.